Turn with me to Mark 16, verses 12 through 14. After that, he appeared in another form to two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Later, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. That evening, the day of the resurrection, Jesus appeared to his disciples as they were eating the evening meal. Luke 24, verse 36 tells us, "Now as they said these things, Jesus stood in the midst of them and said to them, 'Peace to you. Peace to you.'" Luke 24:36 tells us that Jesus simply appeared in the midst, in their midst, as they were receiving the report of his resurrection appearance from the two disciples from Emmaus. In John 20 tells us that the disciples were locked in the upper room because they were afraid of the Jews. Apparently, as we see in the text, Jesus was able to pass through the walls of the room where they were. Let us look at John 20, verses 19 to 20. "Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, 'Peace be with you.' When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. It was the first day of the week when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled. And Jesus came and stood in the midst of them." Came and stood in the midst of them. He shows them his hands and his side. And when Jesus did this, the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Mark tells us that he rebuked them. He rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart. Rebuked them. He took them to task over their refusal to believe the reports of those who had seen him alive. These disciples are struggling with unbelief. They refuse to believe the reports of those who have seen him alive. And Jesus rebukes their hardness of heart and their unbelief, even as he does today to many of us. He rebukes our unbelief, our hardness of heart, our unbelief in believing what the Word of God says. As we saw the last time, the disciples on the road to Emmaus, Christ opened the Scripture to them, opened the Scripture to them from the law and from the prophets, and said that the Scripture speaks of him. Today we read the Word of God, the Scripture believes on him, and we're like the disciples of old. We don't believe, and our hearts are hard. We need to seriously learn today from the disciples to not be living in unbelief. We are called to live by faith. Why was it so important that Jesus wanted these men to accept the message of the resurrection by faith? Why is it so important for us to believe the message of the resurrection by faith? They refused to believe his word, even when he told them that he would rise from the dead. They refused to believe the eyewitness testimony of the people that had seen the risen Lord. They refused to believe the evidence that they had seen with their own eyes. If they had all this evidence and still refused to believe, how could they expect people to believe them when they preached about the resurrection? How do we expect people to believe today when we speak about the resurrection, when we speak of the promises of God, when we speak of what the scripture says, how do we expect people to believe when we struggle in believing ourselves many of the promises that the Lord has made? Jesus knew that this group of people was in a unique position. They could go to the empty tomb. They could talk with the risen Lord. They could see him and touch him. Jesus knew he was going away to heaven. He knew these men would be called on to preach about the resurrection without one shred of physical evidence to back up their preaching. Jesus knew the next generation of Christians, those who would be saved through the preaching of the apostles, would not have the benefit of all the evidence that these men had. They needed to believe what God said with all the conviction of their souls. And it is the same for us today. We must believe with all the conviction of our souls. They would need that conviction to preach the resurrection and his power for his glory. And it's no different today. They needed to walk by faith, and we need to walk by faith. Early believers, they lived in a day when many had seen the risen Lord for themselves. Look at 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 8. It tells us this: "For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." There's the gospel right there, brothers and sisters. "And that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12, and after that he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part to the present." The greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. The early disciples had eyewitness testimony to go by. We're 2,000 years removed from the events of that day. We can't go see the tomb. We can't go see the grave clothes. We cannot go and talk to Peter or Mary Magdalene and ask them about what they saw. We must accept the message by faith. The message must be accepted by faith. The just shall live by faith. We must believe that Jesus died and rose again from the dead just because the word of God says so. Do you really realize that the scripture says that we are more blessed than the early disciples were? Because we believe and we haven't seen. Jesus says in John 20, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." We are more blessed than the early disciples. We're more blessed than the ones that saw Christ crucified, Christ resurrected from the dead. All these early disciples saw and believed. We haven't seen and believed. "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." Those who have not seen and yet believe, simply because the word of God says so. We're to walk by faith. We're to believe what the word of God says. It's hard for some people. "Well, I cannot see the tomb, the grave clothes, or the risen Lord. I see all the evidence, though, around me." If you're struggling believing the word of God, look at all the evidence that's all around you. First of all, ask the Lord to grant you faith to believe the scriptures. That he would grant you the faith to believe the scripture that you struggle with. Look at the evidence also that's all around you. Look at the lives that have been changed by the power of the gospel that we speak of. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 tells us this: Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. New creations. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Can we not see the lives of those that he has changed? People that have once been bitten by the serpent and healed by looking to Christ. We have a beautiful picture of that in the Old Testament, in Numbers 21, where the people were bitten by serpents and they looked. Turn with me to Numbers 21, beginning at verse 5. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there's no food, no water, and our soul loathes this worthless bread. Speaking of the manna. So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. So Moses prayed for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole. And it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live. So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole. And so it was, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. So it is with us today. Everyone that would look to Christ, to the Messiah, for the one who would die on the pole by simply repenting and believing in Jesus Christ, we are healed, even as the people of Israel of old. They lived when they looked to the one that hung on the pole. I see people all around me who were bitten by the serpent of sin. Its infection was evident to all around. It was evident in our own lives. The scripture says that we were amongst the walking dead. Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 3. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Brothers and sisters, can you not see? Can you not see the changed lives around you? The disciples saw the crucifixion, saw after the resurrection. They saw these things. And brothers and sisters, we see the changed lives all around us. You he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God made us alive when we were dead in our sins and trespasses. You, who is a child of God now, you once walked according to the course of this world, but he changed you. You once conducted yourselves in the lust of your flesh. You fulfilled the desires of the flesh and of the mind that were by nature children of wrath. What is taking place in your life? Your new creation. Why are you, as the disciples of old, failing to believe? It's nothing but lack of faith. Does the Lord today rebuke your unbelief and your hardness of heart? You see the changed lives around you. You see your own changed life. You who were once dead, fulfilling the lust of your flesh and fulfilling the desires of your flesh and your mind. But what happened? You looked by faith to an old rugged cross where Jesus died for your sins. You looked away to see to save you alive, having conquered death and coming out of that tomb. You believed the message and you were changed. I have the evidence right before me. I see the changed lives all the time. I see it in your life. You who I'm speaking to that I may know personally. I see the changed lives. I see the changed life in mine. My own changed life. I see and I believe. Even as Thomas saw and believed. But yet I believed before I saw many changed lives. Why? Because faith had been granted to me. I had been raised from the dead. We don't need to go to Jerusalem and look into a tomb to know that Jesus is alive. I don't need to look any further than those that are around me who've been changed by his power to know that he lives. Just look at the changed lives around you. Maybe you're lost today. Maybe you don't know Jesus Christ. Maybe you've never been born again. I challenge you to believe today. Don't live another day in your lost condition. Come to Jesus Christ. Come today and be saved by grace. Of course, the disciples never believed until Jesus came to them and showed them that he was alive. We see that in John 20. When they saw for themselves, they were glad. When they saw him for themselves, they believed that he was risen from the dead. The fact is, the lost sinner is dead. As I just read to you in Ephesians 2, verse 1, and you we made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. You have a dead person being made alive. What are we talking about here? Not a physical resurrection. It's a spiritual resurrection. We have to be born again. We're dead in our sins and trespasses and need to be born again. John 6:44 tells us, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. The lost sinner is like Lazarus in that tomb. He's totally unaware of the existence of a living Lord until Jesus walks up to the tomb and calls his name. And when that person hears that voice, he's been regenerated. The Lord raises him from the dead. And then that person responds in faith, and he's saved. The question is he calling you today? Do you hear him calling you today? Then you need to come to him today. You need to come right now, simply by faith. The early disciples had to believe in order to be saved. It's no different 2,000 years removed. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. The greatest ministry of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is that it changes forever every life that embraces him. Every single life. You cannot know him and the power of his resurrection and remain as you are. You'll be different. You'll be born again. And your life will be a reflection of that as you live moment by faith, as you grow in the power and the knowledge of the Lord. You'll be different. If you've never been saved, you need to come to Christ today. Stop delaying. Stop waiting for a better time. Stop putting off what you need to do. Stop presuming. Stop presuming upon God. Stop presuming upon you have a long life ahead of you. We have no guarantee of our next breath. I could be dead before the next word comes out of my mouth. And if you've been saved, you need to live like it, brother. You need to live like it, sister. That means being holy. It means being faithful. It means worshiping him. It means living for the Lord every day. It doesn't mean I go to church on Sunday and I'm some kind of generational, quote-unquote, Christian. A new creation means that's it, every single day. You're no longer that person that you were. It means getting before Christ and thanking him and praising him for what he's done in your life. And the question is, has he spoken to you today? Do you need to come to Jesus for any purpose? Do you need to be saved? Do you need to repent of your sins? Do you need to thank him for his grace in your life? And if he has spoken to you today, you need to obey his voice. May it not be said of you today that he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. I would be speaking to you today. Do not be unbelieving. Believe the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not be hard of heart. Repent and believe.